On the heels of their first conference championship last season in a quarter century, the McDonald Macs, coached by second-year head man Mark Maloney, came in with high hopes this year with just two seniors and a veteran junior quarterback in Grant Smiske. The Macs did not disappoint out of the gate in their August 25th opener at home against Greenwood.
That's going to be Smiske number one. Rye himself takes it in. Touchdown, and the Macs go up 6-0 right away with 10:58 to go first period. Pats, Grant Smiske in the pocket. He's going to heave it deep. He's got a receiver open for a touchdown. McDonald, and he finds David Anderson, his favorite target. Anderson, the junior receiver, on the 35-yard bomb from Smiske, and the Macs go up 12-0. Smiske, delayed handoff. Moulton crosses in. Touchdown, and the Macs now lead it with 6:11 to go first quarter, 19-0. 11-yard line, going right to left. Smiske, three-step drop, looking. Now he's going to run himself. Now he's going to go. The five, he's in for the touchdown. Grant Smiske runs it in. He kind of tried to use some fakes he's learned from watching his favorite quarterbacks. An 11-yard touchdown for Grant Smiske. Goes with the one-yarder he had earlier, 26-0 Macs. From the 14-yard line, there's the step into the secondary. Step still going. He'll make it in. Touchdown. Eli Step with 10:18 to go in the first half. Give the Macs a 32-0 lead. Brzezinski might have had it partially blocked, and now it rolls into McDonald territory, fielded there. And here's the returner step out to the 45, the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25. He may go. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Eli Step, 53-yard punt return, and the Macs go up 38-0.
And McDonald in that opener went on to a 46-20 victory. Then in game two, the Macs coming from behind, downed Thorpe, avenging last season's loss, winning 30-20. In week three, McDonald at Owen Withy, their first road test of the season. Again, had to come from behind, but did it successfully, winning 27-25 and upping their record to 3-0 and beating two teams that find their way into the eight-player postseason. Then it was at Bruce, week four, as WOGO's coverage returned
for the Macs with Smiske under center, number one, and Moulton the deep back. Fritz in front of him. Back to pass, three-step drop. He's going to unleash one down the left sideline, and it's caught by his receiver, Anderson, for a touchdown. A 27-yard touchdown for the Macs with 9:16 to go first quarter. Grant rolling to the right, looking downfield. He's going to heave a long ball. He's got Cale Holm. He caught it. Oh, my, at the 36-yard line, Cale Holm, a 34-yard hookup and a huge McDonald first down. McDonald now running the ball up the middle and shaking free as Dawson Moulton. Moulton still on the go. He's going to score. Dawson Moulton with 7:50 left in the first half. The Macs just like that. Pitch out, and it's a double reverse, and they're going to come around the other end. Anderson going to take it. Anderson on the left sideline. He could score. Anderson, touchdown. David Anderson on the double reverse from Dawson Moulton, and the Macs go up 20-6.
And little did we know, those would be the last points McDonald would surrender. In that Thursday night, September 14th, 47-12, McDonald win at Bruce. The first of four straight shutouts came on a homecoming Saturday, September 23rd, at Duray Field against Cornell.
Smiske takes it, fakes one way, goes the other way. He's got a little toss, and there's the touchdown pass. All and right. The Macs are on the board right away as it's caught by Miles Flanagan. And Miles, his second catch of the season, a 3-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, that's great to see. I thought I overheard him talking a little bit about Miles getting a touchdown today. So Miles being a senior, it's really cool to see him get a touchdown there.
And they're trying Moulton more and more in that wing back position, and he's going to go out for a pass. They'll heave one downfield. Moulton's going to come under it and catch it down about the 4-yard line. So a 26-yard connection from Smiske to Moulton. Hand up the middle, and there's the touchdown. And Moulton goes ahead and scores it from 4 yards out. And the Macs take a 13-0 lead with 7:32 to go in the first half. Grant Smiske, he'll fire and hit his receiver. A little move, and it's going to be Anderson who's going to score the touchdown on the very next play. David Anderson on the 23-yard reception from Grant Smiske, and the contest goes to 19-0. Cornell is Noah Kripe, the senior, and fielded by the Macs, and David Anderson racing all the way in for a score. Anderson for a score on the punt return with 5:38 to go first quarter, and the Macs go up 25-0.
And McDonald went on to the victory in that homecoming game, 59-0. Then on Friday, September 29th, the Macs on the road at New Auburn shut them out 43-0, their second straight shutout. Then it was a Thursday, October 5th game back at home against Lake Holcomb.
Now from the 13-yard line. First and 10, Smiske under center. Handoff, Moulton, he's going to burst to the near side, coming around the 5 and going into the end zone. Touchdown, McDonald, with 10-10 to go first quarter. The Max go up 13-0. First and goal from the 21, knocking on the door of the Johnson Roloff red zone. Grant Smiske, the junior, under center. And he'll hand off, and there is the charge all the way into the end zone. Daniel Fritz, 21 yards for the touchdown, and it's the third different Mac to score, and why not spread it around? And that's what the Macs are doing here tonight. And now they bring in the punter, struck in his own end zone now. And a high snap. He's going to have to bobble this. Here comes McDonald after him. He runs out of the end zone, which is a safety, and they will have to kick it from their own 20, and it's 23-0, McDonald. And there's Smiske now looking to the end zone after the fake. He's got his receiver and a touchdown to David Anderson, and the Macs go up 29-0 with 6:55 to go. And McDonald winning that seventh game, 49-0 over Lake Holcomb, and Downing Prairie Farm on the road, 48-0. Entering the postseason, having won 8 straight, 4 straight shutouts. But the Macs tonight, in facing Siren, will face their toughest opponent since Owen Withy, and possibly all season. It's the Macs trying to slay the Dragons of Siren next on WOGO Sports.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Football is on the air. This WIAA playoff game is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, Ashley Construction, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Chippewa Valley Technical College, by Culver's of Lake Kelly, Great Clips, Haas Incorporated, H&R Electric, also by Heath Loken and Associates Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bowlby of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Kurth Heating and Cooling, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, by Nicolet National Bank, Posts, Glass and Mirror, Quality Propane and Fuels, and by ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, SmartScan Medical Imaging, Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, Stelter Incorporated, and by Swimrite Pools and Spas, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, and Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating. And now with the pregame show, here's your WOGO Sports broadcast team, Mark Halverson and Seth Smiske.
WOGO Max, your sports station.
Coming up with Coach Karsten in 3, 2, 1. Max TV, the pregame show for tonight's McDonald's Siren contest here as the 8-player playoffs get underway. And Coach Ryan Karsten, Coach, pretty impressive season, 8-1. Your only blemish to Clayton, the undefeated one seed in this bracket.
Yeah, we've had a nice season. Last year we played in a game to go to state. We were 10-1 last year. We lost 9 seniors. So a lot was up in the air how good we could be. And we were led by our seniors this year, and our couple juniors stepped up, and we've had a really nice year.
I'm thinking the Macs certainly were tested by Owen Withy and Thorpe, but that this could be as big a test as they faced, and especially your balanced offense, 26 rushing and passing TDs.
Yeah, we've had a nice balance. If we need to run the ball, we can run the ball. Lucas DeJack has had a really nice year. He's second leading rusher in the conference. And if we have to throw it a little bit, Gannon Reynolds is the second leading thrower in the state for 8-man. So we have some balance. I have 3 wide receivers and a running back, each with over 30 catches. So we can throw it, we can move it however we need to.
What about your preparation for this 8-0 McDonald team?
8-0 McDonald, it's McDonald. They're really well coached. They have some really, really nice athletes. They had a really nice season. I don't think they've given up a point in about a month. Mm-hmm. So they're really playing well right now. It's going to be a real tough challenge for us tonight.
What's the key?
The key is to take in the first 10 minutes. You know, field turf, we're from the north. We don't get nice fields like this. This is big-time Friday night football. And I think if we can weather the storm and play well the first 5-6 minutes, it's going to be a heck of a football game.
I think so. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, and have a great night.
All right, Ryan Karsten, he's the head coach of the Siren Dragons. Coming up, we'll hear from Coach Maloney on Max TV on WOGO Sports. All right, Coach Maloney coming up in 3, 2, 1. It's Max football here, the postseason getting underway for 8-player. WOGO Sports on Max TV, and Coach Mark Maloney with us now. And, Coach, haven't given up a point in a month, 4 straight shutouts, riding into the postseason here with a home game.
Well, yeah, and, you know, now we're going up against, you know, teams that got in the playoffs because they're good teams. So, you know, I mean, we got to be prepared for everything tonight. So, our you know, we kind of hyped up our defense, and we're going to put, you know, a lot of pressure on our defense. So we want our defense to, I told them the defense is going to win this game tonight. So we're hoping our defense comes out and plays like they have been the last four games.
Just talking to Coach Karsten with Siren, he was saying he felt like the first 5 or 6 minutes is going to be key for his club. If they're not used to playing on a field like this, the up in the north, they got the natural grass.
Yeah, that's fine. They should do okay on this. I would think it would be better for them. So yeah. We'll see. Yeah, but the first couple of minutes are going to probably determine what's going on in this game.
But I think, too, I mean, looking at least the stats for them, I mean, to me, it's the passing game that stands out first, and then the run. And they got the one runner, Lucas DeJock, but a lot of receivers.
Right. I agree. I mean, their quarterback's, you know, he's got stats out there for throwing for a couple thousand yards. And, you know, we have to stop the pass. We haven't had a lot of passing teams in our conference and in the games that we played. It's all been run. And again, these guys got a good running back too. So, yeah, we got to curtail that passing game tonight.
But what did that mean during practice for this week, and what will it mean tonight?
Well, again, we put a lot of time in on defending the pass. So, again, I think the key to that is going to put the pressure on a quarterback.
You got the guys to do that?
Yeah, if we can get the pressure on that quarterback, you know, not giving him time to sit back there and throw the ball, we should do okay.
All right, Coach, we wish you the best. We'll talk to you afterwards.
All right, thanks, Mark.
Go get him, Mark Maloney. It's the McDonald Central Max hosting this postseason contest, an 8-player in the opening round against the Siren Dragons. We're getting closer to kickoff when we come back. WOGO Sports on Max TV.
720-4000. Get it done right.
He's landing in that, on that tackle there. Get that good initial contact.
Yeah. And we are underway from the 30-yard line where it'll be first and 10 for Siren. As they're going right to left, and the quarterback, Gannon Reynolds, that we told you about. Reynolds from the shotgun, receiver in motion, Rant from left to right, long count. Finally, they hike it high, and he'll look and he'll try to dump when it's nearly intercepted and then caught by number 19, Rant. But actually, the quarterback, it was number 4, so I presume that still has got to be Gannon Reynolds. We just had him as 17.
Well, that
but
is
there's not a 4 on their roster. So.
Oh, that's exactly what we needed to do right there.
I presume that must have been Reynolds, Gannon Reynolds, their quarterback. We have him listed as 17.
Huh. Well, that's what we needed to do there. So, hey, we can keep doing that, and we almost got a pick. That would have been something else. So.
Yeah, there's not a 4 listed on the roster, even the
no.
Public address announcer asking that, so we're presuming the coach had told us Reynolds was the starter. So hike back to him, and then now in the pocket, he's going to rifle one incomplete down the field, and pretty ambitious that time, Rant, but good coverage by the Max.
Yeah, good coverage, and once again, I mean, Caleb Leet just got in there so fast, kind of blew right by him, but still enough to make him a little uncomfortable.
So I was kind of thrown off a little bit on the because of the number situation, but again, it was completion for minus one to Rant, Landon Rant. I had him called Landry, but Landon. And now it's a 3rd and 11. And from the shotgun again, they hike it, and we're presuming it's Reynolds over the middle, and he caught the completion first down past the 40 to about the 42-yard line, and that's again where 19 Landon Rant, they're all over him for the 13-yard gain.
Yeah, Allen Minan on the coverage here. And, you know, probably Allen's not done a lot of covering this season.
Yeah.
He's going to get tested tonight.
Well, it's so. one of those things when you've played kind of lesser competition and you've manhandled them. But, again, maybe you haven't faced some of the things. And Coach Maloney said even against those solid opponents this year, Owen Withy and Thorpe, most of the teams in the conference they saw run the ball. So this team likes to pass from their own 42. And there's the pass rush we talked about as the key
nice.
To the game. And the Max come
awesome.
Up with a big sack.
Caleb Leet.
Outstanding.
Yes, he was in there quick.
He sure was, and that's what McDonald needs tonight. Caleb outstanding, the sophomore. How about Caleb for that big loss from the 42 all the way back to the 33 or 34-yard line?
Yeah, Caleb's been super impressive. Even last year as a freshman, he was a first-team all-conference as a freshman. So just he's just continuing to do what he's been doing.
Sack minus 8 on the play. McDonald now again facing the shotgun every play here as Reynolds in that going to dump one off, and he's got Rant again. And Rant's going to get it out past the original line of scrimmage with the 42 to about the 43 where Minan took him down, Alan Minan, the junior.
Yeah, and as long as Alan can stay close to him and get that tackle right at the catch there, we'll be doing okay.
It's interesting, though, you know, number 12, Seth Taylor, is listed as their leading receiver, but, boy, it's been Landon Rant left, right, up, down,
yeah,
in,
yep,
out, you name it. All right. The big third down now, third and nine, clock at about 9:20 or so. Rant in motion from left to right from the shotgun. Reynolds waiting, and he'll take it. Now, he got some protection. He'll rifle, and he's got his receiver on the far side. And is this Taylor? It might be Seth Taylor for the first time tonight. Yeah, Taylor for the first time tonight, and he takes it from the 43 to the 40. So, again, this is the best passing team I've seen against McDonald. I don't know. You'd have to tell me about Owen Withy and Thorpe, but clearly it is already, right, the best passing team.
Oh, for sure. Yep, yep. This is something we haven't seen before, and maybe we'll have to make some adjustments and just take it as the game goes here.
To the 40-yard line now, and so they will step up again. They look like the high school version of the Philadelphia Eagles with these uniforms as Reynolds, the quarterback, takes it. And hands it off this time, and that's Lucas DeJock. And, again, you got to be ready for that run. But they are a pass-first team, as we've clearly seen. And it's really the pass to set up the run, and so often it's the other way around, a gain of six for DeJock.
Yeah, you could tell that we were definitely rushing the pass, mm-hmm, right there. So
right. All right, so second down and four from the 34-yard line. And, again, he's not under center every time. He's going to take it. Reynolds now. And they'll dump it off. A little screen, but a great job by the McDonald defense.
Go.
And wrapping it up that time is big number nine, Daniel Fritz, the junior linebacker. And he shut him down to no gain.
Yep, good. Danny was right there. So great coverage by Danny there.
And that was DeJock, the runner, for a complete for zero for him. And all right, that sets up the big third down and four now for the Max. As they'll come to the line of scrimmage on defense. A big stand here for McDonald. Just over 7.5 left first quarter. Reynolds, he's got time. Here comes the rush flying in his face. Leet, and now he'll dump it off in a drop. Dropped pass by the intended receiver. Looked to be number 18, Jerome Mageshik. And it was, and there's the incompletion. And now fourth and four. What do you think, Seth?
Well, that was good coverage by Eli there, but if he would have caught it, it would have been close to a first down. So I'm happy he dropped it. But yeah, fourth and four this close.
Yeah,
I'm thinking
they're going to go for it.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yeah,
just run or pass. I think they're going to pass it. They've converted.
Yeah,
how many third downs already? So I'd pass it again.
Their center is one big human. Here we go, fourth and four, going right to left. Reynolds, the quarterback, second leading quarterback and eighth player in the state. In motion, Taylor. He goes the other way. They're going to rifle it short of the first down, and they're going to get him. The McDonald Max makes sure he does not get it. It was to Taylor on the right side, the receiver who'd been in motion, but the Max smothered him, Seth.
Yes, fantastic job, and great job by Danny to come in and clean it up. It was good coverage. You
again,
know.
Clarify the player on the tackler.
There was Dan yeah. Fritz.
Yeah.
Yep, he came. I missed who was covering him.
I can see. It looked like David Anderson also was
okay.
Over there. Okay,
yeah. Yep. He did great coverage, and he slowed him down enough for Danny to come in and clean it up.
Well, again, what both coaches had agreed, the importance of these early minutes, and that's where the Macs were able to get the stand. Again, a bend but not break. Didn't even allow him to get to the red zone. And so now from the 35, the Macs going left to right.
Yep. Now we just take care of the football.
That's right. Seth Smiske under center, eye formation behind him, a different focus here. And a pitch out the far side. Moulton and a double reverse fumble in the backfield. And then going to get nailed for a big loss, McDonald, on that play. And David Anderson, but some trickery right from the get-go. And a loss for the Max of 10 yards on the play.
Not surprising on the trickery, but, you know, and when it works, it's great, right? But David, just kind of a not being able to handle the exchange here.
I got to say I was surprised because I think right out of the gate, why not test them, you know, in terms of a little of your meat and potatoes. But all right, now a second and 20 for the Max. Smiske, second and long. He'll go back to pass. Here comes the pass rush. He's going to heave one deep. He's got Anderson out there, and he'll catch it as he goes incomplete, says the referee on the near side. Creates a third and 20 for the Max from their own 25. Stops the clock with 6:41 to go, first quarter.
Yeah, it Grant just threw it a little too far to the sideline there.
Yeah, that was a tough throw, but it was in the ballpark. And, you know, just the 1 foot in bounds, this isn't the pros, but, again, it was close. But I'm not going to say no cigar. That's high school football. Third and 20 now for Smiski and company as he comes to the line of scrimmage. Smiski under center, I formation behind him. Fritz and Moulton. He'll go back to pass, spin, and right into some defenders. And that's a loss of six or so as Smiski gets gobbled up on that one. And I don't know. Your thoughts, Seth?
Siren's been watching some film.
Yeah, you know, they were ready for that, weren't they?
They've seen that. Yep. So they were ready for it. Grant turned around, and he had nowhere to go.
But it's hard to call that. I mean, he went back to pass. I'm going to say a sack minus five, I guess. So, all right. And it's a fourth and 25 for the Max, an obvious punting situation.
Yes.
And the punter, there's the boom. That's actually Grant who does the punting to the 46-yard line and fielded, and flags are thrown to the 45, the 40, the 35, the 30, and out of bounds for number 18, Jerome Mageshik. But what is the call? Because there are multiple flags, and McDonald hoping it's on the receiving team, Siren. That was a good punt return.
Yes, it was, and I'm kind of thinking it is.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. Probably a hold. Waiting. As Tom Petty said, the waiting is the hardest part. And
they haven't really given a signal yet.
Right. I saw somebody pointing, you know, the direction for their offense. But, all right, now they're backing them up a little bit. We get spoiled with the NFL and college where you have the PA, right?
So. Yes.
All right, from the 50, they're going to mark it off from the 50, which was 4 yards further downfield from it, and it's marked off as a 15-yard penalty. Is that more than just a hold, my friend?
Yeah, I think it might have been a block in the back or something.
Yeah, so a 15-yard penalty on Siren, the first penalty on either team tonight. And they're getting ready to go. All right, so Reynolds now. From the shotgun, he'll take it. That's really a lateral, a backward pass. He completes it to DeJock for a loss of yardage of two. And so the Max kind of gearing themselves towards this passing offense.
Yep, and Dan Fritz and Mason Bussey. Mason read it right away, and Dan Fritz, he's going to be on number two, I think, all night, and he read it perfectly.
So DeJock, two catches for minus 2 yards. The Max doing a good job. He is their leading ground gainer. And kind of interesting, one of the players for McDonald, Caden Boo, is trying to get the crowd pumped up a little bit. Saying, come on, you guys, get into it. All right, second down and 12, going right to left here. The high school version of the Philadelphia Eagles. And now running it is going to be number two out of there for Siren. Lucas DeJock, kind of out of a wildcat, but not much doing there, Seth.
No, he got swarmed.
He got past the original line of scrimmage. We'll give him three on the play. He's got two carries for 9 yards. It's now a third and nine for the Siren Dragons.
Yeah, hey, we like to see keep running it. Mm-hmm. We know we're good against the run.
Right. Yeah, McDonald, four straight shutouts, and it was a huge stop there to stop Siren that first drive after they got those couple of first downs. And now it creates a third and nine. Siren going right to left and back to quarterback Reynolds. Reynolds back to pass. He'll look over the middle. He's got his receiver, the first down, and past the 45-yard line is going to be completed to Landon Rant again.
Yeah, Allen's going to have his hands full tonight, it looks like. He's that's who he wants to go to.
Yeah, and that is his fourth catch, and that's a gain of 11. He's got four balls for 32 yards already on the night, and that's the third first down for Siren. So from the 47-yard line, we'll get this out of here eventually. All right. So first down for Siren. And the quarterback from that shotgun again. And he's going to – actually, no, it's the Wildcat, Lucas DeJock, and is going to spin his way for a yard or two. So, again, very pass-oriented and then trying to get you off balance and to run on you when you're set for them to pass.
Yeah, and, you know, if it's they're completing balls, so they're able to do that. So, good for them.
And the McDonald defense with 3:40 left and the clock still going here in this first quarter. So it's second and eight now as they come to the line of scrimmage. We've had so many games that have been lopsided, I'm not used to just a normal running clock. You know?
Yeah.
Receiver in motion in the near side, Rant. He's had a big night already with four catches. Reynolds from the shotgun. Fakes. Now he's going to rifle one deep down the right side. Does he have him out? Lucas DeJean catches it. No, it's going to be Seth Taylor for the touchdown. The big blow to the Max as it goes to the house. A 51-yard touchdown, and the Max just plain got beat. Seth Taylor on a 51-yard bomb, and it's 6-0 Siren.
Yeah, he had a good 2 yards on our closest defenders there, and beautiful pass.
All right, and now that extra point in a moment here. And see what they do. If they go for two. And initially, let's see. Has the appearance. All right, yeah, so they're going to go for two. Reynolds from the shotgun. He'll take it. He'll rifle it right side and caught by Rant for the two. We're back in a moment. Max trailing 8-0 here on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter, Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com. Swim
Run! This time of year, it seems like everyone wants to hop on a plane to get somewhere warmer. But your own backyard could have all the warmth you need. Sink into the relaxing waters of your own Marquee Spa from Swim Right Pools and Spas. Stop in for a test soak and see how Swim Right's line of Marquee Spas can make your home your favorite place on earth. Your staycation destination for over 30 years.
We do it right. Swim Right.
Highway 93, Eau Claire.
Mark Halverson, Seth Smiski, WOGO Sports on Max TV, and it looked like kind of a onside kick there.
Yeah, it was just a short kick, but David Anderson fielded it perfectly. So,
all right, so now for the McDonald Max, not used to being behind, although having said that, weeks 2 and 3, they were behind against Thorpe and Owen Withy and came from behind to win.
Yeah, our two biggest tests of the season, we were behind and came back. So, hey,
right.
we are perfectly capable of coming back from this.
That's right. All right, so down 8-0. Now Smiski under center, the junior quarterback. Handed off to Dawson Moulton. Moulton run it into that line and pound away as they go to about the 46 or 47. And gang tackling by Siren, a number of them in there, including 58 Blake Knoll, a sophomore defensive lineman.
Yeah, we didn't hand it off one time other than the reverse that didn't work. So
right.
I expect us to test this defense with our run here.
And so a gain that time of four for Moulton. I thought maybe five, but four. And here's the second down play. And pounding it up the middle, and Fritz going to go all the way inside the 40-yard line and keep going after the original line of scrimmage with the 46. So a great run for the Max in their first down.
Yeah, great run by Danny, making a couple people miss. Danny is deceivingly shifty.
Huh, yeah. 16-yard run for Dan Fritz, and that gets them the first down of this contest. And the Max not taking wasting time at all, getting out of that huddle and getting ready to go after it. Smiski with Fritz and Moulton behind him. Handoff, second runner through Moulton, into that line of scrimmage off the right side for maybe a yard to the 37. Clock ticking toward 2 minutes to go first quarter. Max trailing at 8-0. Make the smart choice. Flat rate MRIs from SmartScan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire are typically $650. That's 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals. SmartScan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire accepts most insurances as well. Find out more at myssmi.com. All right, the Max in a 2nd and 9 now. Smiski will spin out to the left after the fakes. Looking. He still got it himself, trying to run and taken out of bounds in the far side. Basically no gain and creating a 3rd and long.
Yeah, Landon Rant, good athlete, and he's covering David tonight, and he's doing a good job. David, there wasn't any separation there.
So it's for the Max from the 38-yard line. It should be the 37. I got to tell you, that mark is, unless they're saying he lost a yard on that play. But what's the stick broke? It looks like the yard yeah. marker got broke.
Yeah.
And so we've got a break in the action, and we'll take this opportunity to let our sponsors tell you more about their great service.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
WOGO Sports on Max TV, and it should be, I guess he lost one on the play that time, so Smisky on the run, and it creates a third down and 10 from the 38-yard line. 1:36 left in this first quarter. Max trailing it, 8-0 to Siren. First round of the potentially four-round, eight-player football tournament. And the handoff coming around the Max, and it's Moulton, the 35, and goes out around the 32 or so, depending on the mark. Again, had to get to the 28 and probably going to go for it, Seth.
Yeah, I would say they're definitely going to go for it. Their DN got a good push that time, and Dawson kind of had to bend it back before he started heading upfield. So mm-hmm. probably cost us a couple of yards there.
A little bit of a different play kind of brought him from the wingback position that time.
Yeah, yep.
They like to do that occasionally. All right, here it is, a big fourth and five. Biggest play for the Max so far offensively. With a minute and a half to go in this first quarter, trailing 8-0. Moulton in motion. They're going to fake it to him. Hand off Fritz. He's going to get the first down and more. And he plows over the would-be tackler, falling all the way to the 20-yard line in the Johnson roll-off red zone.
Great. Another great run by Dan. And they're kind of not ready for that, it looks like. So,
yeah.
Hey, let's keep doing it.
Give him 12 more. He's got two runs for 28 yards. He got both of their first downs. And that was a huge play. For McDonald, put it down, cut 21 was a highlight. And now they'll go to another play. And this one going around left side, not as successful for Dawson Moulton, the sophomore. And he's going to get, again, 21 was the line of scrimmage. They're going to put it back to the 22, so a loss of one on the play. But, yeah, Fritz seems like a good surprise back so far,
yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's fantastic.
All right, so second and 11 from the 22-yard line. Inside of a minute now, 45 seconds left in this first quarter. The Max knocking on the door of that Johnson roll-off red zone. We're eager to get him in there and get him into the end zone, huh? All right, Smisky under center, I formation behind him, Fritz and Moulton. Hand off Moulton into the line. He's going to spin his way to the left, and boy, at about the 20, it was a hard-earned 2 yards that
yeah,
time,
it was.
Seth.
Yes, it was.
And the clock ticking now, the final 22 seconds, and will that play out the quarter? As that, again, the 21, it's third down and 9. It should be third and 9 from the 20 for the Max. And the clock at, I think we're going to be shifting directions here momentarily. And that the quarter will come to an end. As it does, the Max trailing 8-0, a big third and 9 when we come back on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
We're so appreciative to so many of our great sponsors who are making tonight's broadcast possible here on WOGO Sports. And, again, we wouldn't be able to do this without them.
At Ashley Construction, we know building a home is no small feat. That's why we devote ourselves to our homeowners and walk them through the home building process. With our all-new home design service, we use your unique preferences and style to create 2 and 3D renders of the interior and exterior of your home, helping you feel confident in all your design decisions. Let us be there for you. Let us make your dream home a reality at Ashley Construction.
Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, a huge third and 9 from the Max as they're on the edge of the Johnson roll-off red zone. And here we go, I formation, Smisky under center, going right to left. Back to pass, looking, he's got time, he scrambles out of there, running for his life, and he gets popped and still going. to about maybe the 18-yard line where it's going to be fourth down and seven. Need to get to the 11 for a first down.
Yeah, it looks, once again, they got some good coverage.
They've got great coverage.
Yeah, yeah, and the I think this is another thing we haven't is overall team speed. Mm-hmm. You know, right? We play teams that got a few fast guys. They got a lot of athletes, you know.
Right. And here we go, the fourth down coming to the line of scrimmage. And the pitch out right side, Moulton. He's got to get 7 yards, and they're going to get to him, and he's not going to do it. They got to that Johnson Roloff red zone, your local dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient, JohnsonRoloffService.com, but no first down for the Max. So, again, hey, the Max had a good defensive stand in the first possession for Siren, and now they're going to need another one here.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want to get into too much of a hole. This is a good team here.
Mm-hmm.
And number seven for Siren, this Derek Colleen.
Yeah.
He's been all over, making a lot of plays.
He is a defensive back, a senior defensive back. And so it's going to say, they're going to say the 18-yard, they're going to say no gain on the play for Moulton. And so now here it is with Gannon Reynolds, the quarterback, back to pass, and he'll find a receiver, DeJock, out on the left side, and he's going to get close to a first down. Had to get to the 28, and it looks like he got it. Again, the thing is they're a passing team with a lot of different receivers, and that puts a lot of pressure on your pass coverage.
Yeah, and, you know, we were getting to him right away, but it seems like he's got a little more time right now.
Yeah, and so now I'm going to need more place because a completion of nine. DeJock is, again, their leading runner, but 9 yards on that one, so it's to the 27 where it's going to be second down and one. I see Wesley Eddy, the senior over here. Hopefully he's okay. Okay, so it's second down and one. It seemingly would be a running situation, but we'll see how they handle it. And the high snap out of the shotgun, and they'll hand it off to DeJock. He'll get the first down to the 30. Had to get to the 28. He got there. And so, again, chewing up some clock here. Early second quarter, gain of three, and the fourth first down unofficially for Siren.
Yeah, Dan Fritz able to just kind of get him by the foot there and slow him down before the rest of the team came over and helped clean it up.
I can see it's not a surprise what they do, but what is Ken McDonald adjust to it. Again, so many potential targets, and then DeJock gets the yards of the ground when they need him.
Yeah, I don't know how you adjust to it right now.
Yeah. All right, well, they got a fresh set of downs now. Long snap, and out of there, Reynolds. He'll fire, and he threw it early, incomplete. That one showed his confidence, I thought, Seth. Even though it was incomplete, that was professional, right, where he threw it even before his receiver made the turn, but it was over his head and incomplete.
Yeah, they looked pretty good.
I mean, he had a lot of confidence. He's like, hey, I know where you're going to go. It's the only problem. He didn't. Well, from our standpoint, we're glad he didn't go there. Second and 10 now for the very pass-oriented Siren Dragons.
Yeah, if you can give your quarterback some time. Hey.
And that's the thing. Siren's been a great pass coverage against against Grant Smiske and McDonald so far offensively. Again, they're taking a long count, and Reynolds over the middle, drop pass. It was momentarily held by number 12, Seth Taylor, but he couldn't hold on, and he's the one who caught the 51-yard touchdown.
Yeah, we'll take that. That was a gift. He probably was going to get close to a first down there.
And now it's a third and 10. Yeah, you're right. I think so. And again, if you get the protection, that is going to – I still agree with you on the Tyson Ford keys to the game. You got to get pass rush because if he has time to pick receiver, you know, option one, two, three, that's going to be problematic for the Max.
Mm-hmm.
Third and 10 now from their own 30 going left to right. Siren, can the Max hold here from the shotgun? Looking, Reynolds, he dumps it off to Jock. To Jock, the 35 – to the 40, got the first down out to the 44-yard line. A 14-yard pickup on third and 10. Siren's fifth first down.
So it kind of seems like to combat this pass, we're putting Daniel more into coverage.
Uh-huh.
And Danny was on the running back more. So they've had two pretty open passes to Jock now.
Right, yeah, he seems to be a leading option. Remember early, we saw a lot of Landon Rant. We don't see much of him anymore as far as the development of this. So, and again, in terms of trying to get to the passer, we see a pretty stout offensive line in this eight-player contest for Siren. And back to pass, and looking, and now he'll heave one down the middle of the field, and it's intercepted by the Max. An interception is made by David Anderson at the 34-yard line. Max, take over.
That is exactly what we needed right there. Great job. Great job.
And we'll mark it down as a key play and hopefully get to in the Great Clips, Great Plays of the Half later as the Anderson INT. And as we reflected back on some of the better moments in the four broadcasts we had, David remembering another interception from him. All right, now, got to turn that old momentum McDonald's way, right?
Yep, we got to do better on first down here. Get a good 3, 4, 5 yards.
Dawson Moulton is going to try to shake off, and he got a little beyond the line of scrimmage. And, boy, if he could have just shaken that second tackler, he might have gone.
Yep. Yeah, if we could get away from these third and nines, third and longs.
So Moulton, here's his run now. He had four there. He's gone 4, 5, -1, 2, 0, and 4 for 14 yards on 6 carries. That's not your typical Dawson Moulton night, right?
No, not at all.
All right, second down and 6 from the 38. Max going right to left. 9:16 left first half here. WOGO Sports on Max TV. The handoff up the middle. And they're going to pound away and run this thing, and that's Daniel Fritz again.
Hey. That's 3 times now, and it's worked every time.
Am I correct? I thought it was.
Yeah,
Fritz.
It was. Okay. Yeah, okay. It was Daniel.
Well, he's just had an energy and a strength to his run, and that's another 12. And so here's his 3 carries is 16, 12, and 12 for 40 yards. And every time he's run for a max first down. The 3 times they've gotten first down, it's been Daniel Fritz running. All right, from midfield now, the max pitch out. Moulton, and they're going to come after him on arm tackle, and he's going to get wrapped up for a loss of 2. And I think Moulton, the sophomore, is facing a stronger defense than he's seen in much of his first 2 seasons, right?
Yeah, and we're just letting him get upfield too fast, and you know, he can't get to the corner, and he's got to bow it back, or somebody's in his face. So we got to get the edge.
And yet people might say, well, go to Fritz more. Well, part of why Fritz works is because it's the element of surprise. Second and 13 now for the Max from their own 47. Handoff, Moulton. He'll go. The 45, the 40, the 35, the 31-yard line. That's the kind of Dawson Moulton run we were looking for. First down, McDonald.
Yeah, and what I'm kind of noticing here is we've been able to run it up the middle. Outside, they got some good speed on the outside. But
19-yard run from Moulton to the 34. First down, Max, as Grant Smiski coming in after a visit to the sideline. Max on the move now, trailing 8-0 at home in this round 1 8-player football contest. Grant under center. One running back behind him, Fritz. Hand off Fritz. He'll pound away. They did a better job, the best job they've done on him all night. And a gain of a couple off the right side. Keeps the clock running.
Yeah, the linebacker for Siren came and filled that time.
Yeah, right. Said no, Mr. Fritz.
Yeah.
Gain of 2 that time. So, hey, Daniel, 4 carries for 42 yards. He'll still take it. What about over 10 yards
a
carry?
Yeah, just a little over.
Yeah. All right, from the 32-yard line or so, second and 8 for McDonald. Smiski under center, just the one running back behind him. Again is Fritz. Out of there, he's going to fire when he's got Moulton, the 25, and he's going to go the 20. Inside the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. He's going to score a touchdown, McDonald, with 7:21 to go, first, second quarter. And the Max are on the board, trailing it 8-6.
That was kind of a new one. I don't know if we've seen that yet this year, Moulton catching a ball over the middle like that. So
they like
hey, nice little wrinkle.
Again, he was not out of the backfield. They like him in that wing position, and then he caught it and just was not going to be denied in scoring that touchdown.
Good tough run, too. All right.
All right, the extra point was good, and so McDonald now is back within 1 on WOGO Sports.
Don't miss the 16th annual.
Now you're talking.
It's a plan.
Let's do it. All right, from the shotgun, and then the handoff to Jock, and he's going to come around the left side for a short gain as the clock ticking towards 7 minutes again. Yeah, it's a ball game, 8-7. Sounds like a high-scoring baseball game.
Yes.
But middle of the second quarter, and again, second and 7 now from the 25 after the run by DeJock, and he's up to 33 yards rushing on the night.
Yeah, Bussy reading that well, getting out.
And second and seven now. Clock ticking down to 6:40 from the 28-yard line. And now DeJock up on the right side in that wing back slot. And just the quarterback back, and he'll fire, and he'll get Reynolds getting the first down off on the far side. And that is the first pass in a long time to Landon Rant. We called his name a lot earlier, and that time he gets the reception out to the 36, a gain of 8. And he's now got 40 yards receiving on 5 catches.
Yeah, definitely a good test for our defense here with all this passing.
Yeah, and so the first down, and that's their 6th. McDonald has 4, and the stat that matters is 8-7, having got the touchdown and the 2-point conversion for Siren from the 36 now. And the handoff to Jack. Jack's going to come to the right side, and the Mac's going to work to get him down, and Fritz and others are there to bring him down after a gain of about 3.
Good job by the defense, getting a lot of hats to the football there.
Yeah, and gain of 3 for DeJock. It's spelled DJOCK, and he's got up to 17 yards rushing now, 2nd and 7 from the 39. And for McDonald, they bring in Isaac Crawford for Nash Winger now. So the freshman, Crawford, in for the junior. 2nd and 7 as they come left to right. 5:15 left here, first half. Siren with the ball and an 8-7 lead. In motion, Rant from right to left, but they're going to come the other way to Seth Taylor, and the Mac's just all over him. Nothing doing on that one. And let's see who's going to get off the ground. Kind of.
Yeah, it looked like Isaac.
David Anderson.
And David. Yep, David was there and not really fooling anybody on that play, and they filled well. Good.
It seems almost like they're going downfield less, and I'm not sure. Are you seeing that? I mean, remember, they were pretty ambitiously going downfield earlier, but not as much. I mean, that was to Seth Taylor, I think, for the gain of 1 on the play. So,
yeah, and, you know, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, right.
Let's keep everything in front of us.
Yeah. And Ryan Smisky, they need on that left defensive end, wanting to get after the quarterback. Now out of that position in the shotgun, and now he's going to run it out of there, try to get the first down. First time Reynolds running tonight, and gets to the 49. He got the first down. Needed to just get to the 46, and he takes off and gets 9 on the play.
Yeah, Caleb Lee, he got in there fast, but he ran right past the quarterback, and our ends were outside, and just a big hole open right in the middle.
And that is the 7th first down for Siren, and they're to their own 49-yard line. So, again, the Max defense working hard here tonight, spending a lot of time out there.
Yeah, not used to this, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The conditioning and everything you've done all season, right?
Conditioning is huge in 8-man football.
Yeah. On the line in terms of the season, the loser's done. The winner goes on to face the winner of Clayton and Shell Lake. From the shotgun, Reynolds. They'll toss one and incomplete on the far side, intending that one for Jerome Mageskic. He's not been able to complete it to Mageskic so far this evening, and that's a couple of incompletions.
Yeah, he was open, a little better throw, and probably a completion.
I believe actually it's Seth Taylor's their leading receiver, and then it's Landon Rant, and then Lucas DeJock, and then Mageskic, and even Paul Reitman had a good number of receptions. So
yeah, pretty amazing that they can spread it around.
It really is. Yeah. All right, and it creates a 2nd and 10 from their own 49-yard line. Reynolds, the quarterback, from that shotgun, fakes once, and he gets hit as he throws. A wounded duck, incomplete. Oh, had there been a – yeah, go ahead.
Like
he got
said,
hit. That's what we wanted.
Yes, it was a wounded duck, and if you got a safety or if your D-back turns around there, that's an interception. So.
Well, again, that's what the Macs need. You've got to send that message, and they got it. And Reynolds, he kind of had faked once, and then McDonald got to him, and there was no way that ball was going to be completed. All right, 3rd and 10. This is a huge defensive opportunity for the Macs, with the clock stopped, 4:09 left in this first half. Macs trailing at 8-7. Reynolds, the quarterback, he takes it from the shotgun, protection. He's got a receiver out near the first down, depending on the mark, as Rant is pushed backward. The first down was the 41. He did not get it.
No, they're actually marking him a little short.
The 42,
I thought he was right at the stick. But
so it's a gain of 9, and Rant with 49 yards receiving. He's been the main target, 6 catches. But now the defense, the crowd say, come on, defense, trying to stand up here from the 42.
This whole line for Siren has done just a really fantastic job with.
And we've got a timeout. Siren, they want to talk it over. We'll take a break as well. Back in a moment on WDOGO Sports on Max TV.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Looking for your next big adventure? Chippewa Valley Technical College has just the path for you. Whether you're in high school or considering a fresh start, join us at the CVTC Fall Open House Thursday, November 2nd to discover how our fast, flexible, affordable programs will get you started in a great-paying, rewarding career. Meet instructors, try hands-on demonstrations, and even apply for free at the event. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/fall.
Put my mic in here. All right, fourth down and one for Siren. Here we go. From the shotgun, they're going to run it with Reynolds, and he is going to be stopped by the Max. I believe they held. How about it, Seth?
It's going to be close. It's
first down,
close.
McDonald. Does defense stand?
Right. You know, something like that, I'm surprised they just didn't put him under center, and, you know, they needed a foot, I think.
Yeah, right, just I don't know.
Put him under center and go for it, but, hey, we'll take that.
No gain on the play. And, yeah, why not? I mean, you put him in the shotgun,
yeah.
And you hike it to
yep.
him, and then he's got to run up there.
Yep.
I don't know. You could try the Eagles tush push. I mean, they look like the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
And so they're trying to figure out how to get rid of that in the NFL. All right, so the Max now out of that I formation, and they're going to get nothing doing on that handoff for McDonald.
Yeah, that Lucas DeJac come up from the linebacker spot and filled really well that time.
So the Max getting maybe one. Did you know the ball carrier? Was it Bolton?
Yes.
All right. So it's usually a good bet. And Dawson, 33 yards on the ground here tonight. See his grandpa, former State Senator Terry Moulton, in the crowd tonight with his wife, Sue Kay. And Anderson's going to catch the pass. And on the near side, he's going to make his way for a first down into Siren territory. Keep the clock running. 2:40 left here, first half. McDonald, fifth first down of the half.
Yeah, it's good to see David and Grant hooking up there. And let's keep her rolling.
Absolutely. I don't have a lot of passes for Grant on the night.
No,
but,
no.
And that one going from the 43, so a gain of 10 on the play. I get lots of room on my stat sheet for David Anderson tonight. So, all right. Yeah, first down, I formation behind Smiski. Hand off Moulton. Moulton pounding into that line to the 45, maybe the 44-yard line. Going to get his way for a gain of 3 as Smiski coming over to the sideline to get the instructions from Coach Maloney.
Yeah, you know, we got 3 there. You'd like to see maybe 4, maybe 5 on first down. And mm-hmm. Just make things a little easier on third down here. Or coming up. Hopefully maybe coming up.
Second and 7 from the 44. Clock ticking toward 2 minutes. Again, 8-7. Be great to get that lead before halftime. Anderson off on the left side now. I formation behind Smiski, the junior quarterback. He'll go back to pass. He looks for Anderson. He's got it at the 30. Anderson at the 30, and he's tackled out about the 27-yard line. So a big play for the Max on that one.
You know, and I don't know if that was designed or not, but, you know, if they're covering you real tight, expecting you to try to run by them, you know, mm-hmm. how do you combat that?
Yeah,
You stop and you come forward, and the ball was a little bit behind, and, hey, it worked.
It did, and a 17-yard gain for Anderson, so he's got 2 catches for 27 yards on this drive, and the Max on the move from the 27, and the handoff to Dawson Moulton as he was in motion, and gets down to about the 24, a gain of 2 or 3. We'll see where the mark is. Maybe the 25, creating a 2nd and 8. Keep your eye on the clock, 1:23. And I think we're getting another timeout, right? All right, we're getting a timeout. Back in a moment here on WDOGO Sports on Max TV.
Everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butter Burgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
WOGO Sports on Max TV. Mark Halverson and Seth Smiski. Make sure to stick around for the Hy-Vee halftime show coming later here. Lots more to tell you about as well on WOGO Sports that we'll get to. And later on, the post-glass and mirror post-game show with the great clips, great plays of the game. We'll even have some of those coming up at halftime. All right, here come the Max now. Second down and 8 from the 25. Smiski rifles one. He's got his receiver out on the left side, Anderson again. So it's Anderson every direction he can find him right now. And the gain on that? It was from the 25 to close to a first down.
Yep, very close.
Let's see, they had to get to the 17.
Third down here,
yeah,
for sure.
Get to the 17 with about a minute left here in the half. And the offense, they're quickly coming up. And the handoff up the middle, and it's going to be Fritz. Fritz, the 15, the 10, the 5. He's down close to the end zone. Touchdown, Daniel. Fritz, come on. There it is.
All right.
Yes.
He's waving it off, it looks like.
Okay.
Just short.
Right?
I don't know. You hit the pylon. It's got to be.
Wow.
But I thought it was a touchdown.
Huh. All right, they're going to say the one-yard line. So Fritz from the 17. So earlier you had, for McDonald, the 8-yard pass play from Smiski to Anderson. And then Fritz takes it and has had such a big night from the 17 to the 1, a gain of 16, and giving McDonald their seventh first down of this first half. And again, another McDonald first down brought to you by ServiceMaster of the Chippewa Valley, your first choice in home and business restoration from floods, fires, mold, and more. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Here are the Max on the 4th and 1, the handoff for the touchdown, McDonald.
All right. Like Moulton in
Dawson there. Moulton gets the 1-yard run, and the Max go up 13-8 with 49.3 seconds left in this first half.
Well, that's kind of what we wanted, right? That's how we drew it up. We score right before half, and
we get
the ball back in the second half. So, got to play a little defense yet, though.
Yeah, and this is a very dangerous team as the extra point is good. We'll take a break for the kickoff. Back with the final seconds of the first half in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At quality.
To everyone who.
At great. Quality propane and fuels. Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Mark Halverson, Seth Smiski, WOGO Sports on Max TV. The Max lead it 14-8 over Siren. Two touchdowns and two extra points for McDonald. Siren, it's been the one touchdown and the two-point conversion. There's the boot, and that coming from number 3 for McDonald home. And now racing down the far sideline is the Jock, and he gets out to near midfield with 41.3 seconds left in the first half. And Siren, the very pass-happy Siren Dragons, about 52 yards from Pater, trailing it by 6.
Well, those kickoffs always scare me. And big old number 70, Mason Bussey, I think he saved a touchdown there.
Yeah. So.
But, they're not getting the ball back second half, so I expect them to take a couple shots down the field here and try to definitely try to score.
Yeah, that's right. McDonald's supposed to get the kickoff in the second half. There's a bad snap. Chasing it down, Reynolds. He'll fall on it. Way back at about the 31-yard line. After the original line of scrimmage of the 48, it creates a second and 27.
That helps a lot. That is what we want.
They're going
right
to actually mark it more like the 32, so a loss of, or the board's going to say 33. We'll go with the scoreboard 33, a 15-yard loss on the play. And so we'll get that marked I mean, what do you say? It's a sack or just it's a bad snap?
Yeah, yeah.
You put it as a sack.
I don't know if they count because you can't touch. They don't.
Right.
They blew it dead before we touched them.
Right.
I don't know if it's the first guy there or
but,
what.
But Reynolds, you know, fortunate for him, able to track it down.
Yeah, and it almost looked like he wasn't ready for it.
Yeah.
So it went. It was a good snap. Went through right through his hands, it looked like.
Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with the new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. All right, second and forever. Second and 25 from the 33 for Siren. Reynolds back to pass, and now he had nobody to go to, and now he's going to try to run it out of there. The 30, the 35, spinning away. He's the tough guy to bring down, and finally they do about the 41-yard line. And it took a number of McDonald Max to get in there and take care of him there.
Yeah, you know, Caleb got in there quick and flushed him out.
Eli Stepp, I saw.
And Ryan had a perfect opportunity for a big sack and just kind of missed him.
Gain of 8 on the play. And now second and shorter, and Reynolds going to heave a long bomb down the left sideline, a jump ball incomplete. Stepp was out there on the coverage, and that was on number 18, Jerome Mageshik.
Yeah, good job, Eli. He was right there in the coverage, and the ball kind of came out. It almost looked like maybe we would have a chance for a pick.
Yeah, yeah, it was kind of up there.
Yeah, yep. Had a little flutter to it.
Caleb Liedl race off the field here for the Max, and it creates a 4th and 19 from the 41. I think, actually, 4th and 18, maybe. 4th and about 17 and a half, I guess.
Maybe you drop an extra safety here.
Well, the clock's down to 10 looks seconds, like, right? One, is that 1 second?
Looks like one.
1 second, yeah. Okay. Well. All right, back to pass. One last heave, and he's going to toss one. He's got a receiver on the left sideline to Jock, and he is going to get the first down, but the half ended, so I'm not sure how you deal with that. All right, nonetheless, he does get the 15 yards. The half ends, and the score, McDonald 14 and Siren 8. Back with our Hy-Vee Halftime Show in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clip salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So,
as the second half gets underway for McDonald and the handoff off the left side, and Moulton turned back after a short gain.
Yeah, so Miles Flanagan out there. It looks like Caleb Leet is coming in to play that left guard position.
Moulton, a gain of 2 to 40 yards and 13 carries now. So they've done a good job on him to the 47 of Siren, the Dragons, 11:32 to go, third quarter. Again, the Max have not played a full game in a long time. There's been a lot of clock. So, again, that conditioning, so important. Smisky, one-step drop, deflected pass, incomplete. Dad's like, glad it wasn't picked.
Yeah. You know, and they,
father and son alike there.
Yep.
Huh?
And you can only, I mean, you do that a few times and the defense starts to pick up on it, and the DNs, instead of rushing, they just stick their hands up, and that's what happened there.
Third down and 8 for the Max from the 47 of Siren. Clock stops at 11:21, just underway here in the third quarter.
1 foot, and if he could have come out of that, I think he had a lot of green in front of him.
Yeah, but again, he was able to get 3 yards on the play, Moulton. And that creates a fourth down. So, I don't know, the Max kind of going, well, I guess they tried one pass and it was deflected, right? So.
Yeah, yep. And
fourth and 5. So, you're going to try to punt and pin them back or go for it here? It looks like they're going to try to go for it. Fourth and 5 from the 44. Big play for McDonald. Biggest of the second half so far. Under center, Smisky. Handoff, Moulton. Going to take it to the left side. He's going to be stopped. Maybe a yard or two short. He got to the 40, maybe the 41, something like that. But the sophomore workhorse, tailback, they worked him hard that possession and couldn't even get the first down.
Yeah.
3 yards.
They got a good push, but not quite.
Chewing up a little clock as 10:35 left. But now Siren, they defensive stand. Now can they answer, trailing by 6?
Yeah, you know, well, we know what they're going to do. They're going to come out throwing the ball and –
Right.
We gotta get some pressure on him.
All right, and so Reynolds, Gannon Reynolds, the quarterback, as he's from that shotgun, as he's been all night, takes the snap, back to pass, up in the air, and he's got his receiver. There's Landon Rant yet again. He's been the leading catcher seven different times tonight. He's caught it, and from the 41, they get into Max territory for their eighth first down to McDonald's seven in that first half to the 42. So, but 9 and 8, do the math, 17 yards.
Not quite sure what happened there because he was very open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he is a talented receiver. Rant, just a junior, and they've got a lot of younger players, as do McDonald. These teams, I think, both will be back next year. And Reynolds now can't find anybody. He's going to dump one, and he's got a receiver, and he gets it off to Lucas DeJock. And DeJock, from that 42, able to gain about 5 on the play.
Yeah, we actually had some good pressure on him and had him wrapped up.
Right.
But DeJock was, I think we're dropping back in, like, some cover zones, and he's open for a short gain.
Those are the main two receivers who just caught it to start this drive. 7 catches for Rant, and DeJock has himself 5 catches as well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for 26 yards. And this creates a 2nd and 5 from the McDonald 37 going right to left. Reynolds from the shotgun. In motion, Rant to the near side. And there he's going to through the hands and incomplete for Seth Taylor. Again, Taylor, their leading receiver, but he's had a couple of drops, Seth.
Yeah, he has. And, he had some space in front of him that time. And so we are very fortunate there that ball was just out of
and
reach.
Again, when I talk about younger, I mean, Taylor is one of the seniors on this club. Seth Taylor, you talked about Helene on defense, and then some other players we haven't mentioned as much. So they're the two leading seniors. 3rd and 5 now as the clock stops on the incompletion with 9:14 left here. Third quarter.
Cool. And looks like we had an illegal block on the play.
So. Okay. So
that helps.
It will not be. It'll be instead of 3rd and 5, we'll see what they do from the 37-yard line. Student chant, you can't do that. Again, the Macs have been penalty-free in this 2.5 quarters so far. Got to think Coach Maloney's pleased with that. All right, they're taking some time. It looks like
I'm not sure
the ref is teaching
going
a dance
on
or something. I don't know. He's
okay.
I'm not sure. And they finally pick up the laundry, and it's going to be a 15-yarder, it looks like. Now, all the way back, it's a 15-yard penalty. Well, when Siren's a big spender when it comes to penalties. They've had two 15-yard penalties.
Yeah.
And so instead of it's now 2nd and 20. So the Macs say, yeah, we'll take the penalty. It backs them up to their own 48. So back, way back. And here comes the Macs now. 2nd and 20. Rant in motion up next to the quarterback. So he's got receivers left and right from the shotgun. Reynolds looking deep downfield. Here comes the McDonald pass rush, and they get him for a loss of 5 or 6. And there was big number 70 for the Macs, Mason Bussey, the sophomore.
Good job, Mason. He stepped up, and he was right in his face.
And a loss of 6 on that one. That's the 3rd sack of the night, and a loss of 6. I got to love it. There's just something about a sack that is a great play in football, isn't it?
It is. It is.
And now a 3rd and 26. Packer fans say, okay, just don't mention 4th and 26.
Don't mention Donovan McNabb.
Yes, you remember it too. Yeah, there we go.
Yes, yes.
That was like 2004 or something. All right. 3rd and 26 for Reynolds and company from the shotgun. Going right to left. He's going to run to the left side and then the reverse. Mikeshik, he's going to take it around the other end and his first run of the night from the 42 to the 46. But Mac's not really fooled. Just a short gain on a 3rd and long.
Yeah, good for the defense there. It's hard to stay disciplined. You want to get to the football. And good job staying home.
So Mikeshik, a gain of 4 to the 46. And that creates a 4th down and long. Obvious punting situation. And there's the boot. And it's going to be DeJock who's going to punt it. It's going to take a roll for Siren out about the 21-yard line. So the Macs will take over there. 7:48 to go. 3rd quarter, still leading it by a margin of 14 to 8. got our great sponsors that we want to recognize, including you want to get paid to watch your kids or grandkids play sports. Chippewa Yellow Bus Company has transported local athletes for 7 decades and is now hiring drivers. Enjoy summers off and a flexible schedule, $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Call 726-2454 or stop by Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Well, it's important here to move the ball down the field so the field position doesn't start to hurt us.
Yeah, and the Macs from their own 20, and there's the handoff. And, again, they're working the sophomore Moulton here in the second half as he takes it from the 20 out. That was a good first down game.
It was.
Eight yards.
That's exactly what we needed, yep.
And then you love this as a play caller, second and short. So
yep.
You can go ahead and throw if you want to, and even if you don't get anything, third and two isn't bad.
Yeah, and Siren, they're passing a run, and we're running the pass.
Right. I formation behind Smiski under center. Hand off Fritz this time. He's going to take it and get the first down. He's had a great night. Daniel Fritz, the fullback.
And conditioning becomes so important here because so many people play both ways in eight-man football. So, you know, who's in shape, that really plays a big part in these games.
Now, I thought that was Fritz, but I... Because it looked like it was a handoff to the
fullback.
Yeah,
yep, that was Fritz.
All right,
yep.
Good. And so a gain of 5 on the play for him. Second, and make it first down. And pounding away is going to be Moulton for a gain of 4. So Fritz after the 5 up to 65 yards rushing. And now Moulton takes it to the 38 maybe. Let's see, 37 or 38. They're going to say the 38. So a gain of 5 for Moulton. So, hey, runs of 8 and 5 and 5. Maybe that Siren defense softening up a little, huh?
Yeah, and if we can maintain something like this and just take it to them and wear them down, it would be huge.
Yep. And so Smiski under center, I formation behind him. Fritz pitch out to Moulton on the near side, and nothing doing on that. A loss on the play from the 48 back to the 46 or so, and that's going to create the 3rd and 7. For McDonald, keeping it on the ground, not going to the air. They're going to reward him up to the 47, so maybe just a loss of 1 for Moulton on the play. But Dawson being a real workhorse here tonight, 18 carries for 58 yards. He's too shy of 20. Toting the mail.
Still having trouble just sealing that edge on the outside run.
Three-step drop, and there's Smiski, and there's the completion.
Wow.
For a first down. To Anderson, and give me the wow there.
Well, it was just a great catch. David had to fight for that ball. It was almost a 50-50 ball, and David won.
Yeah.
So great catch, great concentration by David.
Right. And I think I was saying the 41. It was really more like the 37. So the 37 to the 44, and they get the first down. So Smiski with the completion, and Anderson has been his exclusive target here tonight as – another first down, not a lot of time to tell you about ServiceMaster after that one. And then Moulton's coming to this side and nothing doing, and they're going to just smear him there, and it's going to be Levi Heyman, a senior linebacker. He was all over him.
Yeah, we got their right defensive end. He's getting out on that. We got to hook him.
That was a 5-yard loss on the play, and they just smothered Dawson Moulton on that one. So that creates a 2nd and 15 from the 39. Max leading it 14-8 here on WOGO Sports on Max TV. Thanks to Val Knobloch for making that possible. There's the pass down the right sideline, chasing it down. Anderson can't quite get there on the incompletion. Landon Rant on the coverage creates a 3rd and 15.
Yeah, David had a step on him. Just a little bit shorter pass
Yeah,
that's a big play, and typically, you know, with David's speed, it's more Grant's almost underthrowing him. Mm-hmm. So,
well, you got to really develop that relationship, don't you?
Yeah.
3rd and 15 now. Smiski under center. The Macs need a big one. Back to pass, Smiski. He's going to dump a little screen pass. He's got a little floater, and out of there, they're going to get some yardage to Fritz, but not enough for a first down.
That was a good play yeah. Call. He had a few too many people in his face, so he kind of had to float that ball out there. Took a little longer than it should have.
First time anybody other than Anderson has caught it tonight. Fritz for 9 yards, and it creates a 4th down now from the 48. 4th and 6, And Smiski back in a punting situation. Clock at 4.5 minutes left, third quarter. Max leading it 14-8 over Siren. Smiski faking, looking, and now he'll boot it late. He kind of thought about it, and it's a good kick. It's going to go down, and finally it takes a Siren hop and down there by David Anderson about the 21-22-yard line, where Siren will take over, trailing by six with 4:19 left here, third quarter.
Yeah, I don't know if they're looking to pass the ball on that punt, maybe, you know, maybe a fake.
Well,
but boy,
it seemed
he waits.
Like Grant did, yeah, you wondered if he had some.
He waits so long before he kicks the ball. They're nearly on top of him.
Yeah.
It's hard on the heart.
Yeah, that was interesting. All right, so, again, 14-7. Chahai was leading, and McDonald leading 14-8 at the half. Chahai at Hudson. Hand off to Jock, and to Jock into that McDonald defense on the run from the 22-yard line. Gets out to about the 27 or so. Now they're going to give him forward progress to the 30. So an 8-yard run for DeJock. He's their leading ball carrier by far.
Yeah, we're definitely, you can just tell we're definitely playing the pass there. So he's got a little room up there to run.
Yeah, and so second down and two from the 30-yard line as they come right to left from the shotgun. Reynolds, handoff to Jock. To Jock, the 30, and brought down. Good tackle by number seven, Eli Stepp that time. Talked to Eli's mom before the game. So
their offensive guard was able to take our DN right out of the play on that.
Gain of four and another first down. That's the ninth. Each team with nine first downs in this one. To the 34-yard line. 3:20 and counting in the third quarter. Again, we've had so many of the games that we've had, right, the running clock.
Yeah.
So this is, again, longer game, more plays for the players. That conditioning importance. Reynolds, receiver in motion, Mageshik to the top, and a whistle and a flag before the play unfolds with 3:06 to go in the third. And a delay of game against Siren. Again, one of the stats to look to that can get overlooked is 35 yards in penalties against Siren to a big goose egg for the Max so far.
Yeah, it's really helped us out here. And
you have to mention it if you talk to hopefully a happy Coach Maloney in the post game. So.
I hope so. One change on defense that's kind of notable is Caleb Leet is playing defensive end instead of nose tackle.
Okay. Thanks for that, Seth. All right, and now a first and 15 from the 29. From the shotgun, Reynolds, as the Max crowd gets noisier. Back to pass. He's got a dump off incomplete, and that's going to fire up that crowd even more. He just has not had the timing with Mageshik tonight. That's yet another incompletion to him.
Yep, and it was good coverage by Eli, but the receiver did have a step on him where if we hadn't got that pressure, probably would have been a completion. So good job by the defensive line there.
Yeah, and now a second and 15. Clock stopped, 2:42 to go, third quarter. Who moves on to face the winner of Clayton and Shell Lake? If it's Shell Lake, they'll come here if McDonald wins. If it's Clayton, the Max on the road next week. Second and 15 now. Reynolds from the shotgun. Mageshik in motion. And another.
That was a false start there.
A false start. Wow. And the players kind of playing to the crowd like, come on, get noisy. And another Siren penalty.
It's like we're at Seattle right here.
I know.
Crowd noise really making a difference here.
Seattle, my pick in the Eliminator, ESPN Eliminator. I'm still alive, by the way. So, yeah. All right, 2:34 to go, if anybody cares. Third quarter. And second and forever. Second and 20 from their own 24. Penalties hurt. It's a habit you need to kick. Reynolds from the shotgun. Snap. Fakes it to Dijak. Rolls to the right. McDonald pressure over the middle. And incomplete. Oh. Intended for Mageshik, another incompletion. He's been targeted half a dozen times. They haven't been able to connect yet.
That was just a fantastic play by David Anderson coming in.
He hit him at just the right time.
Yes, yes.
And David knows as a receiver, when you need to hit, right? So, all right, it's third and 20, backed up to their own 24. Clock stop, 2:11 to go, third quarter. Mark Halverson, Seth Smiski. It's McDonald football here at WOGO Sports on Max TV from the 24, third and 20. Reynolds from the shotgun as the crowd gets noisier. Faking once. Faking, not deciding, and Reynolds going to get sacked. And there was Caleb Leet.
You know, when you're doing this, you're looking at the quarterback, but he was pump faking so many times, there must have just been fantastic coverage down the field. Because he had time.
The fourth McDonald sack, and we get him for about 6 yards most of the time. And that means it's fourth and 26 with 100 seconds left in the third quarter. And Lucas DeJock to punt. He'll take it, and he won't fake pass, and he is going to boot it. And it's going to be
no,
and a fumble, and it went out of bounds, hopefully. David Anderson went after that, and then it went out of bounds, and then it looked like maybe a Siren player got injured trying to dive on it just in the nick of time. I think the proper call is going to be ruled out of bounds, don't you?
I do.
Because I know it was understandably Landon Rant was trying to dive on it. It was really close, and he's going to be okay, I believe. And so it's Max football, thankfully. But hey, kind of a heads up to David. Like, be careful, man.
Yep. Play like that, you know, swings momentum.
You can have, and again, McDonald winning the turnover battle, obviously, the one interception so far.
Yep.
And that was key because after that they went down and scored.
Yep. And I do think that was, I mean, I know home fan here, but that I do believe that was the right call.
Right,
there.
I think so. From the 50-yard line now, McDonald will take over. Late part of the third quarter, 1:26 left in it. Smiski under center, I formation behind him, Fritz and Moulton. Hand off Moulton. Powering his way for about four up the middle. Chewing up clock and yardage and getting into Siren territory at the 46. Temperature's gotten a little chillier, obviously, understandably, as the evening moves along.
Yeah, let's just, we can get 4 yards. Yards of carry, boy.
That's 20 carries now for Moulton, 57 yards. Boy, usually a lot more. So
yeah,
a lot of
tough,
credit
tough
to that
sledding.
Siren defense. Yep. Yeah, that's for sure. All right. 55 seconds left here in this third quarter. Max on the second and six. Moulton again. His 21st carry, and he's going to get the first down.
Seems like the O-line's starting to get a good push.
Yep. And, the run's been more successful than early going as he goes for 7 on that one. And so Moulton up to 64 yards on 21 carries on the night. The Max get their 10th. First down, and quickly give some props to one of our great advertisers, ServiceMaster. Another Max first down brought to you by ServiceMaster of the Chippewa Valley. Your first choice in home and business restoration from floods, fires, mold, and more. ServiceMaster, ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. First down, McDonald. Final 20 seconds of this third quarter from the 39-yard line, I believe, the handoff. And the Max... pounding it off the right side to Moulton yet again.
And, you know, the last drive, we were getting some good positive yards, and then we had some negative plays. So
gain of one, Moulton to the 38. We're back with more in a moment, in 1 minute, on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Looking. Lots of great advertisers here on WOGO Sports on Max TV as we move to the fourth quarter now from the 38-yard line in Siren territory. They hand off up the middle and not a lot doing on that one. Creating a third and long for McDonald as Fritz, the ball carrier, maybe his least amount of yardage all night on that one, a gain of one.
Yeah, the defensive end just flattened and went right down the line there. Kind of, they're starting to read it a little bit here.
Yeah. And so, third and eight from the 37. McDonald going right to left to start the fourth quarter. And Smitsky's got it, and he's going to option. Oh, and then Moulton got smacked. Wow. That was a scary play because the option, I know Grant kept it a long time and then decided to pitch it, but how did you see it?
Yeah, that's exactly what I saw. And they'd done that one other time this season where, he pitches it quite a ways down the field. But maybe there he should have just kept it.
I wondered. I mean, it just felt dangerous to me.
Yes.
I was concerned that there'd be a drop, but he was able to pitch it, and he was able to catch it. It's fourth down now. And
big fourth. I don't know a fourth that isn't big.
32-yard line. Yeah, that's right. And Smitsky, the pass play to Anderson, the first down. The Max got it. The first down, and just a quick little pass to his favorite receiver, David Anderson. And the Max keep it going with their 11th first down.
It's almost, has to get that out so fast, it's almost like he shovels it forward with two hands.
Yeah. So a first down, a big fourth quarter first down there, and a gain of six to the 26-yard line for the Max. And Smitsky hands it off Moulton, pounding his way, knocking on the door of the Johnson roll-off red zone, getting to the 21 or 22-yard line.
Just good tough running by Dawson, what we've seen all season.
Yeah, he's a workhorse, and again, I think you have to say, when you say, boy, are they going to wear him out? Well, listen, a lot of games he was out early, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of games this season.
Yep.
And so a gain of four on that one gets him to 74 on the night. And second down, and six for the Max from the 22. Smitsky back to pass. He's going to go for one in the corner to Anderson. He caught it. Touchdown. Unbelievable. David Anderson, how did they do that? Smitsky's there to celebrate with his junior buddy, and the Max go up 20-8 on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
But all I can say is just unbelievable. That was an unbelievable throw, and
it was
by more unbelievable catch. Just awesome.
I mean, Grant put it up there,
yep.
And David somehow came down with it. And now the extra point. The ball is down. The boot is up, and it is good. The Max lead it 21-8. Back with the kickoff in a minute on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Your next big adventure? Chippewa Valley Technical College has just the path for you. Whether you're in high school or considering a fresh start, join us at the CVTC Fall Open House Thursday, November 2nd to discover how our fast, flexible, affordable programs will get you started in a great-paying, rewarding career. Meet instructors, try hands-on demonstrations, and even apply for free at the event. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/fall.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger.
From Wisconsin with love.
Welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butter Burgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
A great kickoff that time by the Max and their talented kicker, Cale Holm. And so McDonald now forcing Siren to take it at the 20, down 21-8. And boy, after falling behind 8-0, it's been all Max since then.
Yeah, and it seems like we're starting to get a little push on the O-line. That's always a good sign. So, but this is an offense that can score quick.
They absolutely can. They had a 51-yard touchdown. And so now the defense has to continue on. Again, the Max giving up maybe that 51-yard touchdown, the only score they've given up in five games. All right, Reynolds, the quarterback now with 9:53 to go, down by 13 points from the shotgun where he's been all night. Oh, they look like they're holding on Smitsky. And there's the pass and nearly an interception for the MAC defender, and that was number 9 for the MAC's Daniel Fritz.
Yeah, it almost looked like it was almost like offensive holding on the receiver. Yeah. He kind of held Daniel back. He couldn't get his other arm up there.
But so. I tell you what, it looked like Ryan Smiski was getting held, though, too. Boy,
yeah.
If you looked at that, I mean, that was more than blocking, I'll tell you.
Second. Well, hey, they got to him just in time, though. So
yeah, and so an incomplete pass, and it's and again the coverage has stepped up. The MAC a test. You want to be a well-rounded team to advance in this tournament. And now Reynolds from the shotgun. Here comes the rush, and he's gonna fall down and throw it. And it was a pass or what? Because the MAC picked it up on one hop, Isaac Crawford, and.
Yeah,
that was called an incomplete pass, but good grief, it was in the grasp, and they're going to give it to him as a pass.
Yeah, he just kind of was able to get his arm and just chucked it up.
Yeah.
I guess it was a receiver in the area. That's got to be so frustrating as a D-lineman.
Yeah, I know, like, I know.
So close to a sack.
Yeah, you're right. All right, well, these kids, they see Patrick Mahomes, and they're like, hey, I could try to do that.
So yeah.
Third and 10 from the 20 now. A huge play for the MAC, leading by 13. Trying to get the ball back here, fourth quarter. Siren backed up in their own end. Reynolds over the, he's got a receiver, Rant, on the far side, the completion. His favorite target all night long, Landon Rant, catches his eighth pass.
Yeah, looked, you know, he's just a really good receiver, good yep. athlete, runs good routes. And
eight catches for 81 yards, and what did we say, right? He's their number two quarterback and everything. So, and there's another call and a great smack by the MAC defender that time, and applying the hit, Eli Stepp after the catch.
That's I love to see that. That was just a great, great football play by Eli there.
I think that was Rant again, wasn't it? It was on yes. Rant's side, I believe so. There's the high snap to Reynolds. He comes out of there with it. Reynolds down the field, intercepted by the MACs. A pickoff for number 7,
all
Eli
right.
Stepp.
That is huge.
And great, the MACs are play. Celebrating. Again, still 9 minutes to go.
Yeah, the D-line just getting enough pressure to make him uncomfortable and threw a ball he probably shouldn't have. And Eli Stepp there to capitalize on that. Fantastic play.
His second interception of the night for Reynolds. And the MACs get it back. From the 40-yard line, going right to left, leading it 21-8 here at WOGO Sports on MAC TV. And the handoff left side, a loss of 1 for Moulton. And again, you're thinking chew-up clock here, right? You got a 13-point
yeah.
lead, 9 points.
Yeah.
You're a running team anyhow. Moulton, 25 carries, been a workhorse, 73 yards. You might say, oh, that's less than 3 yards a carry. But again, chewing up the clock, making the defense work. And again, Knowlton has 2 touchdowns tonight too.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely this Siren team. They're good.
Yep. Second and 11 for the MACs. Backed up from their own 39-yard line. They'll try Knowlton off the right side this time, and he'll hammer away for about 4 to the 43. Clock continuing to run. Inside of 8.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Up to 77 yards for Knowlton on 26 carries now.
Yeah, good solid run. Offensive line getting some push. So you'd like to see that on first down, but hey, if we can do that again, get a.
Well, maybe not. I thought that was a gain. They only gave him 3, so we'll say 76 yards.
It definitely looked better than 3.
I thought so too. I thought it was up to the 43. All right, from the 42, it's third down and 8, and they'll try to hammer it up with Fritz for a couple. And he gets maybe to the 44. From the, well, they're going to say the 43. That's 2 carries in a row. They didn't give us what we would have ruled. And Fritz up to 68 yards after the.
Yeah, I think he got a punt here.
Well, maybe just 1, right? To the 40, it gave him just 1 yard on the play, so 67. All right, well, let's see the MAC. Yeah, Grant Smiski back in a punting formation. There's the snap, and Smiski going to take care of the business and field it about the 28-yard line. By, it looks like Mageshik, and he's going to be turned back. Is it Mageshik or Rats? Mageshik. Okay. So, Siren now, they got the great passing offense, 7:21 to go, trailing 21-8.
Great punt coverage that time by David, getting downfield. You know, if he catches that and gets past that first guy, he's probably got a little room, but David not allowing that, so
yeah,
good job.
Again, you think about him first and foremost as a wide receiver, but boy, he's good in the secondary and even on special teams, offense and defense special teams, right?
Yeah.
Eight player, you got to be ready to do it all.
Yep.
All right, from their own 27 now, Siren running short on time and maybe on time on their season, trailing by 13 here at McDonald. About a two-hour bus ride it took to get here. And there's an incompletion. And again, Seth Taylor, I don't know if he's hearing footsteps or what, but he's got at least three drops tonight. And he's their leading receiver.
Yeah, you would expect mine. And they've been good balls. They've been, you know, not so.
Right.
We'll take it. But
for sure. But that one, there have been ones that have surprised me like that one.
Yep.
I think some of the times to Mageshik, it seemed like they were tougher.
Yeah.
All right, second and 10 now. Backed up to their own 28-yard line. Siren. Reynolds from the shotgun. Rant in motion from right to left. Here comes the pass rush. Screen pass, a hit, incomplete. Oh, and a very devastating hit that time from the McDonald defender. And that of Daniel Fritz doing it on both sides, running back and linebacker.
You know, Daniel Fritz, he's more of a reserved kind of guy. Uh-huh. And it's good to see some emotion coming. Yeah. That was a heck of a play.
Right.
He sniffed that out and blew it up. So
absolutely,
and he was pumped. You could tell. So good to see.
Third and 10 now for Siren. The incomplete passes mean the clock not running so much, but the Macs up 21-8. Reynolds, Gannon Reynolds, from the shotgun. Two receivers off to the right, one to the left, one running back. Reynolds, he's got his receiver. He's got Rant out past the 40, and a first down for Siren. And a flag is thrown for a late hit on McDonald. Is it going to be on Isaac Crawford, the freshman?
Yes, it is. Yeah, he didn't need to do that. You know, you're 3 yards out of bounds. And
one of those freshman mistakes right there. And that's the first penalty on McDonald tonight.
You got to hold up on that.
And so it went from the 28 to the 43, and then a 15-yard penalty for the Macs.
Yeah, a play like that can, you know, it can help swing the momentum of the game. So you got to keep your head on, and got to keep your wits about you. And
so
just,
it was a 15-yard pass to Rant, and then a 15-yard penalty. So it becomes a 30-yard play, and all of a sudden the ball's on the 41-yard line.
Yep, that was costly.
Or really, I guess they really almost a 16-yard penalty the way that they did it. All right. And Reynolds now scrambles to the left and intercepted by the Macs. It's going to be number 3 for McDonald. Cale home with the interception, the third of the night. And just when it seemed like Siren might have a chance to get in position for a second touchdown and cut this 13-point lead, the Macs secondary steps up again.
Just tight, great coverage by Cale. He was right on his hip. And typically, I don't know if Cale's even out there, had Isaac not had the penalty and came out for a play. So, fantastic coverage by Cale, and he was rewarded with the interception.
The Macs get it to midfield with 6:59 to go in this fourth quarter. Leading it 21-8 as Grant Smisky now leads the huddle.
So let's lean on him and get a good, positive first down run here.
From midfield, Smisky, I formation behind him. Hand off Fritz. Fritz, he'll take it. The 45, the 40, the 35. And yanked out of bounds, and a flag is thrown. The runner was out of bounds already, and the tackler, it looked to be number 7, Derek Helene. You've talked about how solid he's played, but that looks like a 15-yarder against Siren after a great run by Fritz.
Yeah. Hey, we'll take that. And what was different on that play by Fritz, they were kind of starting to figure out the run right up the middle. But
yeah.
But
he tore off around the left side.
Yeah, he went off the left side, kind of off the outside of the guard there. So,
and let's see, they're going to mark this from the 30 where he was tackled and to the 21 or 22. And then they're going to mark it a little bit more. Yeah, well, that's a lot of yardage. All right. Yeah, that's what I thought about the 15-yard line. So the run was 20 to the 30, and then a unnecessary roughness, another 15 yards. And for Siren, they've had a number of those tonight. They've had 3 15-yarders and a 10-yard penalty. And now the Macs at the inside the Johnson roll-off red zone, as we recognized earlier and will again. But right now, let's get to the play. The handoff, Moulton on the left side, pounding and carrying tacklers inside the 10. Again, the Johnson Roloff red zone. The Max in that red zone. Johnson Roloff is your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Yeah, and Doss not doing anything fancy there. He just tucked his head and he followed his blockers.
Yeah.
And so you can tell that, yeah, we're starting to get a good push out there.
And he's up to 81 yards rushing on the night on 27 carries or so. And Smiski hands it off to Moulton, right side. He sees the end zone, touchdown. Moulton's third touchdown of the night. The Max go up 27-8. And siren now, the mountain of comeback gets even higher.
Whew. That's you feel good about that one. That is for sure.
Three touchdowns for Moulton tonight.
I think my blood pressure just went down, like, immensely.
Well, I'm glad they're helping your health. There's the boot from Cale Holm, and it is through the uprights for the fourth time tonight. 28-6, Max. Back with WOGO Sports on Max TV.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clip salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Looking for a rock-solid career with a family-owned company? Haas Incorporated offers competitive pay, 100% paid health insurance premiums, 10% company 401k contribution, dental, vision, and life insurance. Haas is now hiring for full and part-time shop technicians in Thorpe and Eau Claire, as well as a project manager in Thorpe. Apply in person or at Haas4.com. That's H-A-A-S, the number 4.com.
Apparently, there was a penalty on the extra point, and the Max had to re-kick it, and Holm puts that one through as well. So the kickoff moments away here on WOGO Sports. Max lead it 28-8 over Siren.
This is Holly Bowlby of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. I love seeing my son run out onto Doray beneath those Friday night lights, and it always brings me back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovey.com.
All right, WOGO Sports on Max TV, Mark Halverson and Dale Tetrall joining us up in the booth here as well. And Seth Smiski. As 6:13 to go, 28-8. So the Max... Again, one of the things I liked, you know, on paper you just saw Siren with the run pass, but McDonald truly has that, the run. And that what helps is when you have a lead, you have a running game, you can chew up the clock, right?
Yes, yes.
You got to be able to do that. That's the problem with being pass first, right? And there's the boot from Holm, and he's had a good night. And a kick is going to go through the end zone again, and he's done that a couple of times in a row now.
Yeah, they had another penalty on the extra point, which gives us a short kick, and Cale just has enough leg to put it in the end zone, so...
Well, you're starting to note that maybe Siren's seeming a little frustrated.
Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like. So, and, you know, I mean, it's, you know, you lose here, you go home. It's
right.
Just a different game, and you understand their frustration a little bit.
Okay, and... Now from the shotgun, Reynolds, he'll run it himself from the 20 out to the 25-yard line or so.
So that one, actually, it was just kind of like they direct snapped
yeah.
Number two, DeJac.
Oh, okay, it was DeJac. Okay,
yep.
Yeah, I was used to Reynolds, number four back there, but DeJac, so that's called the Wildcat, and he's up to 34 yards rushing on the night. They've done a good job with him, and this is a guy running, you know, 1,213 yards 12 to 1,300 yards in the season, so they've done a real good job holding him to 34 on the evening. And now it's going to be DeJac again. And so this is interesting. They're going away from the pass here. And I'm not sure if anything's wrong with Reynolds, the quarterback. Again, as the coach said earlier, I mean, talking in the pregame to head coach Ryan Carson, he's second leading passer yardage-wise in eight player.
yeah, I don't know what's going on here. I mean, this is not the time you want to run the ball when you're
right
down by 20 points.
Right, and again, keeping that clock running, 5:12 and ticking, and now I believe it is Reynolds in there in the shotgun, and he's going to take it and fake it, and it's DeJack again. So I'm stand corrected there. I just thought, again, number two, number four, and getting the right angle. But DeJack on the run, getting it up past the 30 to the 31-yard line. And so his runs of five and two, but he got enough for the first down there. Five and two, so seven, so four. What?
Oh, just going to let you know there's 4 minutes, 30 seconds left.
Yeah. And now DeJack scrambling out of there, and now he'll run and go head first down to about the 39 or 40-yard line. And so a good first down run for DeJack as he's going to go and gets it out to the 40-yard line. And it creates a second and one. As Siren will come to the line of scrimmage. Second and short. Again, operating consistently out of the Wildcat every time. And hammering away for yet another first down. So two on this possession, up to 12 on the game. But for McDonald, they're saying, well, the clock is going. We've got a 20-point lead with 3:50 to go. But DeJack for another four on the play to 53 on the evening. And so I don't know if anything's up with Reynolds. But again,
yeah,
it's all Lucas DeJack. He's taking it around 50, and he's a powerful runner. And he's going to get up to about the 46-yard line and another first down.
Yeah, he is a powerful runner when he gets ahead of steam
right
there. So, but they're taking a lot of time off the clock.
Right. And Dale Tetrall joining us in the booth a couple of years ago as your junior. You were playing the running quarterback as well. And there is the no gain doing on that one. So it's just it's got to be hard when it's every play, though. It's,
yes,
you know, it's just Tim Tebow left, right, and up the middle, right? So
yep,
he's up to 63 yards rushing, but that creates a second and 10. And that clock now, precious time, sand through the hourglass. So are the days of our lives. And this one down to the final 3 minutes. The Macs with a 20-point lead, looking at the second round of the postseason in eight-player. The winner of Clayton and Shell Lake would be their opponent. And there's a great penetration,
nice,
by the Macs, and Caleb Lee yet again, another big play.
Boy, Caleb, sometimes, boy, he gets in there so fast. And, yeah, just a fantastic play. Got him around the ankles. He wasn't going anywhere.
Timeout siren. They're trying to figure something out. Back in a minute on WDOGO Sports on Max TV.
If sports takes teamwork, at Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls congratulates the McDonald Macs and wishes them the best of luck in the playoffs. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Macs.
2:46 left in regulation. The Macs leading at 28-8. It is a third and 16 from the 50 for Siren after a bunch of Wildcats. It looks like they've returned to Reynolds, their regular quarterback. And now he'll throw it out of the shotgun down the left sideline, incomplete, intended for Landon Rant, who's been such a force and effective receiver tonight. But now fourth down and maybe the last down of the season we'll see here for the offense for Siren.
Good coverage by Isaac Crawford, and Daniel was there with them. So that we had one underneath, one over top.
Don't forget the post-class post-game show later here, WOGO Sports on Max TV. Lots more to get to. Chahai was leading at the half over Hudson. We'll try to get an update on that as well. Fourth down and 16 from midfield. Reynolds, the quarterback, waits the ball in the shotgun. Our press box is shaking. There's the interception, the fourth of the night for the Max. It's taken away by Daniel Fritz. Fritz is still going, and he's brought down about the 40-yard line. And the Max take over.
Just a good heads-up play by Daniel there to be aware. And how many times do you see defensive players like, oh, I dropped that one. But,
right.
Boy, that was no question about that. And just...
Yeah, maybe that's some of the interceptions. Maybe the why they decided to try to turn away to the run, do something. And Fritz, good job. A lot of excitement intercepting it. And then running it also has got to be just a great thrill. And so now the clock, 2.5 minutes left in this fourth quarter. Max football, Smiski under center, I formation behind him. Handoff, Moulton pounding and working his way for maybe a yard or so. And amongst the tacklers, number 28, Joe Wiltrout, the junior linebacker. Again, Moulton up close to 100 yards on the night. I've got him at